Coach, obviously a very good win for you. Go across the border, play a much bigger school. You get a nice four-set win on the road. Have to be happy tonight.
Yeah, we are. We haven't played for 12 days, so we're a little worried about being rusty and just, you know, such a long time to practice and everything without games. But, yeah, overall I was proud of the way the kids came out.
Okay, what did you like about your club right out of the gate?
I thought the first two sets we came out and played really hard, and we've been working on some different things defensively and covering up our hitters and moving and some transition things, and I thought we did really well in the first two sets, and then the third one we just kind of went to sleep, and the fourth one we got back out of it. So.
All right. Individually, who played well for you tonight?
Sydney Dunning played really well. She had several aces, several kills. I haven't done the stats yet, but she had a really solid game for us. And then Abby Robbins, our setter, did as well. And all the way around, all of our servers did an outstanding job tonight.
You're expecting good things out of this bunch because some of the names you mentioned and some other kids that you have, they went through a lot last year. I'm sure they're determined to put together another good year.
Yeah, we were, you know, we had a really good year last year, and then we just had that happen there at the end of the season, and just didn't end it the way that we wanted it to end. And so we've been chomping at the bit to get back at it, and it is nice to just have such a short turnaround from the spring to now to be back at it. So.
All right, and you're 3-0, like you said, you kind of almost had 2 weeks off, but overall, do you like what you see out of your club at this stage of the season? I know there's a lot of volleyball yet to play.
Yeah, I do. There's just some little things that we have to get better at that turn into big things. That kind of showed at night at different times. Garden City's they're a good ball club. And they expose some of our weaknesses, and they're just some things that we need to get better at, and hopefully we can get that done before we get to the postseason.
You moved up to number one in the 3A poll this week, and I think well-deserved, but does that mean anything to your girls?
We haven't even talked about it, honestly. We talk about just taking, I mean, the famous saying, just take one step at a time, one game at a time, and that's really all we focus on is our mission right now is to try to be high enough in the rankings and the RPI to host regionals this year, and right now, that's our focus. We haven't even talked about the rankings.
Gotcha. You mentioned one match at a time. Next up, I believe you have to go all the way out to Buena Vista to start the Tri-Peak schedule. What will you expect out of your club on the road the other way?
Well, that is a long bus ride. Yeah. We had to go to Centauri a couple weeks ago, and those are our two longest bus rides that we have all year, so it's kind of nice, that, especially to Buena Vista, to get that over with before the weather turns bad. So, it is a challenge to, you know, ride 4.5-5 hours on a bus and get off the bus and play, but when you live in southeastern corner of Colorado, that's just kind of a standard thing, is we travel a lot. So I just hope that they step off the bus and play hard.
Overall, with the Tri-Peaks Conference in the past, it's been you, it's been Colorado Springs Christian, it's been Manitou Springs. The team's kind of battling for the title. Looks like CS is down a little bit, but who is going to push you in your Tri-Peaks League this year?
Well, I believe Manitou will. They've got Ava, the gal that hits so well. I mean, she's a really solid player. And the Vanguard, I mean, they had a really good season last spring, too. They'll be tough to beat. And then James Irwin, I feel like they put together some good wins last year. And at times we played them, they pushed us. So I think those are the three teams that will be the toughest competition for us. Anyway.
Okay, I also wanted to get your thoughts. You mentioned the quick turnaround. I mean, your last match was in mid-May at the state tournament last year, and here we are, you know, about 5 months later, just getting started with 21 fall season. So what's that been like? How's it been different to turn around and play another season that quickly?
Well, for me, it's good because I really enjoy being around the kids. And I think for the kids, too, they just wanted to get back at it again. We just definitely didn't like the way that ended. but it's been weird. You know, we had that, like you said, in May, and then we're back in July playing summer volleyball. So really, we had a month and a half off, and we're back at it again. So that was strange, but it was really strange playing in May too. So it just feels like now it's back to normal. So that part's been really nice.